What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party, a podcast for working women that support each other's successes. In each episode, we bring in leading female powerhouses for career real talk and BS-free advice. Ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Pod. I'm Victoria Garrick, former D1 athlete and mental health and body image advocate. Every Wednesday, I'll be bringing you awesome guests, weekly inspiration, and the realest conversations around everything and anything. Now let's get real. Welcome back to Real Pod, everybody. I hope you are doing great. It's been a full week since we got to be together. Thank you for your patience. I was enjoying Christmas with my family. It was so nice to just take a week off and relax and really just process the fact that 2020 is coming to an end. I cannot believe that we are days away from the end of 2020. I saw this hilarious video on social media the other day that was basically saying how all of us are hoping that we wake up on January 1st, 2021, and we find out that this was a nightmare, but sadly it's not. It's always going to be something that we all experience together. And that's why I wanted to have an episode where I could sit down and just really reflect on the positives from 2020. What I did learn, how I did grow, you know, what came from it, good and bad. And my two best friends in the whole wide world, Aubrey and Natalie, join me for this episode for all three of us to kind of reflect on what 2020 was like for us, and then also look forward to 2021, talk about our goals, our hopes, our resolutions. It's a really fun listen. I had such a good time chatting with Aubrey and Natalie. I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's a good mixture of deep and reflective and intimate, and then also funny, hilarious, and just classic girl talk. Right before we hop into this episode, I do want to read a review. This one is from Elena Danielle. She said, I have enjoyed listening to Victoria for several months, and I recommend her podcast to all my friends. I love listening while I walk outside or just clean around the house. Her episodes are very relatable and true. Elena Danielle, thank you so much for this sweet review. I wanted to read it, especially for this episode, because I think this episode is the perfect one to listen to when you're cleaning your house, on a walk, while you're driving. It is just such fun conversation with my friends. So I hope that you enjoy this one. And thanks for rating and reviewing this show. It means so much to me. If you guys have yet to rate and review Real Pod, you can do so on iTunes. It takes less than 20 seconds. Every single week, I'm reading reviews from you all to hear what your thoughts are about the show. So I hope to see your review, and I hope to hopefully shout you out next week. Without further ado, let's get into this 2020 wrap-up with my best friends, Aubrey and Natalie. Okay, guys, we're going. Here we are. Welcome back to the pod. I'm pumped to have you both. I was actually thinking about how the first episode we recorded in quarantine. Remember, I was asking you guys about your quarantine selves, and we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. And now we're thrusting back into shelter in place. This is exciting.
Good.
I can't believe nothing's progressed. If anything, I just got an Amber Alert today in Los Angeles that we're still on lockdown.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco, all the restaurants and everything just reclosed. So we're back to square one.
It's like, be ready to talk about sort of your accomplishments from 2020, looking forward, kind of what your goals are. I'm like, I don't think I've changed one bit besides gaining weight from the last time we recorded. Like, nothing's changed.
I'm thinking about that too. And I was like, I think one of the questions I sent you guys was like, what relationships did you strengthen the most? And I'm like, is rating myself like so conceited? Because I haven't communicated with anyone over this period of time. But yeah, so I'm excited. We're going to dive into, you know, reflecting on our 2020 and then also, you know, what we're looking forward to in 2021. And just like last time, you know, we might get into dead childhood pets. We might get into poop from the dog next door. Who knows? And actually, the hilarious part about it is last episode you guys were on, I remember my mom said to me, she was like, Victoria, are you sure that like your listeners just want to hear you and your friends talk? Because, you know, you get all these guests and your jokes with Natalie and Aubrey aren't funny to your listeners. And I was like so self-conscious. Remember I called you guys like, oh my God, the episode. And then I had so many listeners be like, I love your best friends. You need to have them back. They're so funny. So mom, you were wrong.
This one's for you.
This one's for you.
Thank you, Lainey.
Okay, so we can just jump right in, you guys. I mean, honestly, I actually wanted to start off with a question I didn't send you guys just to get the mood hot, you know?
Oh, what is this, an improv class? Sorry, go for it.
It is. So how would you describe your relationship with yourself in one word? Dead silence in the booth right now. Into some deep thought. Both viewers pondering. Ooh, we got an answer.
Can we hear yours first or?
Mine is complex.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I'd say roller coaster. I don't know. Similar to complex. I mean, sometimes I love myself and am so confident and have like no qualms with myself and just think like I'm the best person on earth. And then other days I'm like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, who is she? What's going on here? I hate that person. What am I doing?
I totally relate. I feel like some days I think I'm super awesome. And then other days I'm like, I'm the worst person in the world.
It's so true.
Yeah. Like if I say challenging, is that like too similar?
I like that one too.
Yeah. Same thing. It's like, it's sometimes so easy, but then a lot of times it's like so tough to even connect to yourself or I don't know, connect to the person that you were yesterday.
Do you guys feel like you've had to focus on your relationship with yourself more because of quarantine and everything going on? Like there was no option to distract with parties and friends and things like that.
I would say, yeah. Like I spent so much time like reading self-help books and, you know, one of my goals was, I don't know, we're going to get into this later, but like slowing down because I'm someone who's so like, go, 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 next thing.
Totally.
All the time. So then COVID, it was like, okay, put a pause in your life and think about who you are. And I'm like, I don't know. I hate sitting with myself.
Yeah. And I think a lot of change has happened even since we last recorded for me, despite, you know, the lack of change in the world. But like I got a new job and I started like TikToking and having these other outlets. And I think I'm now in a place where I'm like, I'm not doing enough. I want to do more. Like I want to, if I have like one unproductive day where I am kind of like lazy at work and don't post a TikTok, I'm like, I'm a total failure. And like, that's not the case at all. You know, everyone's going through stuff.
Like Vic's eyes were lit up. They lit up.
Because that's how I feel. I'm like so hard on myself. Yeah. Even it was weirdly like this year, even though theme of 2020 was like, stay home, stay safe. It almost felt like, because you were home, there was such a pressure to accomplish and achieve and get things done at your house. It suddenly didn't feel okay to just lay on my couch and do nothing when technically that's really all we could do. And I've been struggling with that as well. It's like, I feel like I never am satisfied with what I do. And Aubrey, leaning into that, you know, one of the first questions was going into 2020, what were your goals? And mine was like year of the hustle. That was the term I coined for myself. And I look back and I'm like, yeah, I hustled. But then I'm like, oh no, I didn't do enough. I didn't do enough. Even when I think about where I am now from where I was in 2019.
I love that your 2020 goal was year of the hustle. Mine was like lose 10 pounds. Didn't accomplish
Matt,
either.
We've shifted from too solid to the real pod. We accept bodies here. We accept weight gain here. You guys,
your listeners
like to hear from someone who, you know, projects her body confidence issues through jokes.
Yeah.
You know, that's
no, and I think that's actually a good point because it is so funny how I think everyone's relationship with herself is different. And even though I have, you know, like the things I talk about, you guys are my best friends. And of course you are at different places with what you do. So yeah, no, I think the perspective is welcomed, but you know, it's okay to gain weight, especially in a pandemic.
Vic, this isn't one of our FaceTimes when I'm crying to you and you're being my therapist. This is real pod. Come on.
So did you accomplish those goals? Aubrey, did you slow down?
I did slow down, but that wasn't my goal at the beginning of the year. I think I literally would have run myself into the ground with the amount I was like socializing, networking at work. It was like nonstop. Like I didn't have a minute to sit down. Like I hadn't picked up a book in probably 4 years since the beginning of college, even when I was assigned reading. Like
same.
It was like actually like a pause. And then you had to like sit and think about like what you actually like to do by yourself, which I don't even think I had ever dove into ever, because it was just like, I like being around people and that's who I am and that's what I do.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and it was like, okay, well now I'm all alone. So
well, I think one of my goals in terms of like social and that stuff, and I think Vic, you can relate to this. We've talked about this, was like going into 2020, like I moved into my apartment in January 1st. And I was like, oh, this is going to be my new life. Like I'm an adult, like I'm going to be social. I'm going to be like dating around, whatever, doing all this young adult stuff. And then it like COVID hits, we all kind of retreat to our family homes in the suburbs, like just the whole model's entirely flipped on its head. And I'm just like, wait, now we're moving out of our apartment. I feel like I'm regressing as
it's literally
as
like I'm a 23-year-old, 14-year-old.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
23-year-old, 14-year-old. I think we were, one of the funniest things, I was re-listening to our first episode, was how we were all saying we were just like not good people at the start of this. And I think a lot of that did have to do with being at home. And it's so funny because now I'm like looking at apartments with Max and we're getting really close to moving in together. And so I'll be not living at home. And then actually this morning I had a thought of, I've been like so ungrateful, so rude. Like I'm moving out. I'm never going to live with my parents again. They're the sweetest people ever. And like all I did was complain about having to like be with my parents. And now I'm like, that was my, I'm a terrible person thought last night, as I was like, I feel like I should go cry to my parents and say thank you. I don't know why I had to act so miserable when it wasn't even miserable.
Thank you for putting a roof over my head for literally 23 years. Yeah. Like didn't think it would last this long, but still here, boss.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. On that same note, one of the things I wanted to ask you guys was what relationships you strengthened the most in 2020. I kind of alluded to, you know, that being my own, but did you guys bond with your parentals?
I'm going to start by saying my roommates. No one signs up to be roommates with someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like, I don't know how we still have things to talk about and get along, but like, it's seriously been a miracle. Like,
shout out to Maureen. You're a saint for dealing with Aubrey.
Seriously. Like the poor thing just signed up to like see me after work and then like go to bed. And now I'm like, hey, are you almost done on that Zoom call? I want to go on our afternoon walk. You know?
That's a big commitment. I think with my parents, I think I pictured like you're moving out now. I pictured I would move out, and Aubrey's been in the city way more than me. I have been home an embarrassingly large amount of time, but just, you know, having this time with my parents that I would have never had, and my brother who's now home from college, I think I definitely strengthened that. I did speak to, I had a boyfriend at the beginning of quarantine. Update, no longer. Sorry, anyone. To all the fans out there. No,
that was a serious quarantine boyfriend. Like,
oh, I like
that was pure pandemic relationship.
I think it was so badass for you to realize that that was maybe just like a comfortable choice at the time. And then you sort of like grew into the fact that it wasn't necessarily like a thing that you needed. And even though it was
like, yeah, something to do to distract and like,
and even though it's harder to like be by yourself at night and not have someone to watch TV with or whatnot, like I think that shows self-confidence and independence. I think it's a hard decision, but a better decision. I think a lot of people can't make that decision.
Totally. And my phone calls with you, particularly throughout the breakup and beyond, is you're like, I'm just so proud of you for rediscovering yourself and just choosing yourself over a man. I'm like, you know, no, I just think it, you know, he just wasn't the one. Like, I think just, you know, when you have a crash course in dating someone during a pandemic, you really realize what you like and don't like quite fast.
So true.
But I do agree. I think I chose discomfort and not having that stability and being alone over having someone that I probably could have made last longer, but I just chose to, you know, nip it in the bud. I don't know.
I'm crying. I also love this podcast episode. Was like way more serious than our last one and what I thought about.
We've had a lot of time to think.
I write all these jokes down. I'm like, what's my biggest insecurity? Whoa.
I know, honestly. But honestly, feel free to bring the jokes. I actually have been worried about, not worried, but I, wait, what?
I'm joking. Oh, you're like, pick it up with the jokes. Come on.
No, not at all. But I'm actually worried about, like, I technically have been comfortable for like a year and a half. You know, like I talk to you guys about your various situations where you're like, I'm talking about how you're being independent or you're being uncomfortable. And I'm thinking about how when I move out, of course, like living with Max, he's going to be great. That's so fun. But like, I'm not going to be with my parents. I'm not going to have my mom checking on me or doing things for me.
I mean, if I had Lainey providing me just fresh berries every morning in the fridge, like, yeah, I wouldn't move out.
Wait,
probably forever.
Why is that so spot on every morning? Like raspberries, blueberries, strawberries. She's like, I'm just going to take the tunes on a walk. I'll be right back. I laid out the berries for you. I'm like,
when I stayed with you, I go out to the smell of, oh wait, eggs and pancakes and toast and berries and a smoothie. I'm like, I'll just pick my poison, I guess. I mean, whatever I want. There's a whole spread continental here. Like
I'm going to listen to my body right now and have one of each.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, going more into our deep polarizing discussion, what are the biggest things you learned from 2020? And these can be happy or sad, ladies. Feel free to lay anything on the table.
I learned to embrace unpredictability. Because like I went into 2020 thinking like this is my first year at my career, fresh out of college, brand new apartment in the city. This all happens. Like we're all lost. We're all stressed. My job specifically like came to a complete halt for until 2 months ago. It just wasn't what I was used to. Like I was used to like, oh, you graduate from high school and you go to this college and then you get a job and then you do XYZ. And it just threw a wrench in like what you were expected to do. So it kind of gave like me and I'm sure everyone else kind of the freedom to like, I don't know, change their routine for a year. Whereas before, I think it was just going through the motions.
So I think for me, I was in a very like tough job. I was working like 80 hours a week. I had no real time for myself. I was traveling all the time. This is obviously pre-COVID. And then my new job has like afforded me this flexibility where I'm able to do things like TikTok and my podcast and like really exercise that creative side of myself that Vic, you can speak to. Of course, you've been telling me to do for years.
And I'm so happy for you that you have this. And I don't know where you're going with your answer, but I hope it's like leaning into like all these exciting opportunities that you have and not needing to just like follow the step plan that, you know, you could follow.
I was like, oh, I'm going to just climb the corporate ladder like my whole life, get to like a comfortable place. And like, there was never, I just never allowed myself to think like, oh no, I'm actually like funny. People think that like I can show people this side of me and like be confident in it. And I think that's what I've learned this year is like that that's something I value and want to prioritize, which much to my parents' chagrin, I'm going to be TikTok famous, mom.
I love seeing the confidence in you too, because I guess when it's just Instagram or it's just, I don't know, like everyday life, to see you go from like curating or really caring a lot about those things to now it's like every day, just like tons of videos, tons of angles, tons of jokes. Some do well, some don't do well. Like I think that speaks so highly to how much your confidence has grown in such a short period of time.
Totally. It's like my little workshop and sometimes they don't land, you know, people hate them. And then
and that's like, so you guys came here to learn how to build a brand and I'm going to deliver.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, will one of you say, what about you, Vic? I feel like I'm awkwardly sharing mine.
Yes, sorry. What about you, Vic?
No, please.
Hey, Vic.
It's okay.
All right, now that I've gone, Vic, what about you?
The biggest things I have learned, well, I think one of the biggest things I've learned, and I've said this in different ways many times, but just the different illusions that I was believing from society, like the FOMO and the friend group thing. And that's something that you guys have heard me like complain and cry about for what, 2 years now. And I finally realized when there are not Instagrams, when there is no Stagecoach concert, when there is no Coachella, you know, there is not a pressure to have that social scene. And it always made me self-conscious. And it's stupid because like I have such strong friendships in you both and a few other people and my family. And I could never really just be satisfied with that. I always wanted like more and numbers. And it was just so superficial. And in this pandemic really made me realize I'm so satisfied. Like I don't want those things at all when they're not being showed on Instagram every single day. So that was one of the bigger things I learned. And then I learned about boundary setting, like that emotional stuff. I know, Aubrey, you and I did a ton of work on like the inner self and just stuff I had never thought about before. And I think a lot of my realizations have been that like I don't need permission or approval from anyone else to grow, to forgive, to set boundaries. And that's been liberating as a people pleaser.
I also have a question. Do you think, going back to the numbers and the not going to the concert or whatever, do you think not having it on social media has made you realize like you don't want to do those things or you don't care about them if, I don't know, you're not seeing them or like, I don't know, where are you at with that?
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do those things. If there was a Coachella, I would love to go.
You're taking Aubrey and I backstage to see Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's happening. Like, I just want to confirm that we're still interested in Coachella.
Aubrey's question is like, we still get the Coachella mansion, right?
Honestly, yes, you do. That would be my dream.
Like, we're still going to the hype house though. Right?
We've been fantasizing, just to the fans out there, us three have been fantasizing about like Ariana Grande performing at Coachella and us like having some sort of house and being able to like go backstage for years.
Yeah.
Before Vic was actually famous. Like this is
speaking of success, I told them I will never settle until I can be someone that gets an Airbnb and brings all my friends to Coachella. Which is honestly like so, that sounds so stupid. But no, so I would, of course, I would, wait, what?
I was just going to make a joke. And by that Airbnb is going to be pretty spacious because that'll be us three.
Me, I'm going to bring all my friends. Vic, wait, let's backtrack. You just mentioned you don't have that many.
Vic's bringing all the homies, us three and Toonsy, her pup.
And my mom with the berries.
And Lainey's coming to make us breakfast.
Max can come.
I'm crying. That's hilarious. To actually answer the question, I do want to do those things, but I don't feel like I need the group of eight girls, you know, like that girl group. I actually saw this one creator I follow. It was so funny. And her thing is like, the girl group is a lie. And I think that's hilarious because even both of you are in groups. And I hear all the time, you know, you guys, oh, something's happened here or something didn't work out here. And obviously everyone's nice and gets along. But like the idea that you have eight relationships or 10 relationships that are the way the three of us function. I mean, it just doesn't come in that those numbers, you know?
You definitely don't need a coalition of 10 girls that you think like a sorority gives you that model that you think you need. Yeah. No, you don't need that. That's... yeah, exhausting. Exactly is the exact word.
I also told this to you, Nat, and Aubrey. I'd be interested what your take is. But when Natalie came to visit me, I was walking with Natalie and I was just like, Nat, you're so funny and you're so nice. And like, I'm so lucky to be one of your best friends. You know, when you just like look at a friend and you're like, wow, if I met you at a party, that would be a girl. I'd be like, oh, I wish I knew her better. Like, she's so awesome. Like, why can't I have a friend like that? And I'm like, holy shit, I have a friend like you. And she was like, Vic, that's how I feel about you. And I was like, really? Because I think in your own head, you convince yourself, like, no one wants to be friends with me. No one likes me. And then I was like, what if I take the mentality of, oh, I'm super busy. I got a really cool job. I work a lot and I got a few friends. I'm selective. And you like, you take this approach
exactly.
Where you empower yourself.
100%. It's also hilarious. Like, just in that exact moment, I remember we were on that walk and you're like, I'm just so honored to be in your presence. I'm like, you have 7,000 DMs from girls fangirling over you saying how much they love you. Like, I'm honored to be in your presence. Like, you're famous.
Do you know where I do take that approach? When I go on first dates, that's my approach. I'm like, I'm here to interview you. I'm like, you are so lucky to be here.
Totally.
I'm like, then you don't get nervous. You don't.
I
you know,
love that mentality. They're like, they're like, where are you from? You're like, well, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't about me, sweetie. Like, welcome to
the
table.
I'm not here to talk, okay?
Like, come out with a clipboard.
I will say, vicariously hearing about and listening to your dating lives is so entertaining for me and so fun. It's so funny that when you guys, like, habitually say, Vic, what do I respond? And my answer is like, say the bingo night is on Friday. Like, I'm
so Vic in high school would take my phone and send texts to my boyfriend, anyone I was talking to. Vic was absolutely just knew exactly what to say at the exact moment. Such a good game player, so good at this.
To add to that, before you finish, he'd also send us in a group text like, what should I respond? Option A, option B, option C. Oh. And we'd have to pick an option.
Oh my God, I did do that.
We'd all have to vote. We'd all have to vote. And this is the Vic that maybe...
I'm like, here's the sexy option. Here's the safe option. Here's the risky option.
Totally.
And the text was like 7 paragraphs long. A through Z.
I met my reading requirement from those texts. That's for sure. You'd have to like click in and like go to the notes page. Yeah, but I think... So in high school, when we're a lot more mature, we're playing these games, which I still play the games, but we won't get into it. But now I'm like, Vic, what do I say to this guy? Like, I'm trying to play a little hard to get, whatever. She's like, just say, I think I like you. I'm like, what? Vic, I've been on one date with him. Play the game.
Vic's like, you ask him out. I'm like, wow. No.
I'm so far removed that I'm like, but I honestly, I guess you guys know I've tapped into such a like transparency part of my life where I don't know. I'm just like, if you like him, say you like him. Natalie, I actually want to say this on this podcast. Aubrey, I don't know if you were there when I said this to Natalie and Caitlin, but Caitlin was like, do you have to always play games when you're texting someone you like? And I was like, well, you don't have to play games, but then you might not get the person you want.
It's so true. And I was like, oh my God, a glimmer of high school Vic is shining through as much.
Wow. The high school to current Vic juxtaposition is so real. I was different.
I have two different friends.
Totally. I have two friends and it's great. It's exciting. I go to each of them for different things.
Also, I don't know if your followers know this. We referred to you as old Vic and new Vic.
Yeah.
There's two of you.
Old Vic helps take 100 pictures. She knows how to edit. She's thinking about playing the field. New Vic is like, upload the double chin selfie, screw the filter.
And like, we'll go to Vic for advice and she gives us probably the more level-headed, reasonable advice. And
we're on
like,
brand.
We have a little old Vic. I'm like, we need old Vic advice.
I'm like, can you just be mean for 1 second, please? That would be super helpful. No, but to your followers, genuinely, and we talk about old Vic. Vic is so enlightened and so true to her brand. What you see is what you get. Like, that is actually like, Vic, I will start
no fakeness.
Like talking crap about someone and Vic will be like, let's not talk about someone. Like you are truly, you have changed and grown so much. Aww. And I love new Vic and I'm thankful to be friends with her. Thanks. I miss old Vic sometimes, but we won't get into it.
That is so funny.
I miss old Vic right before Coachella when I'm all dressed up and need that one picture.
And by one, I mean
no
1,000.
Other time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so sweet, Nat. Thank you. Do you guys ever cringe up when someone compliments you and you're like, but I know what I say in my mind and I'm the worst ever?
I can't take a compliment. Like I struggle so hard with that. Like a guy will be like, I like you. I'm like, no, what? Me?
What did you learn about yourself this year? Also, just appreciation for the fact that my best friends wrote out these questions and wrote answers to prepare for this. It makes my heart
sore. But I'm looking at my answers. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. What was I trying to say here?
Was I 2 bottles of wine in when I wrote these?
Literally. You want to know what I wrote? I wrote, learned about self, and then drew a little arrow and said, read a lot of books. About what?
Let's move on to 2021. Honestly, let's put the past
down
to lie. Okay, looking forward to 2021. What are we excited about? Any possible resolutions?
Re-say it. Looking forward to 2021. You said 2020.
Oh, looking forward to 2020. What are we hoping to do? Any resolutions?
You just said 2020 again. All right, let me kick this off. No.
Okay. Looking forward to 2021. Any resolutions? Any things we're excited for?
I love looking ahead.
Nervous. I feel like I jinxed it making resolutions last year, you know?
Totally.
I feel like I should just reuse the same goals I did last year. Okay, Natalie can actually start.
Sure. I think, you know, Vic, Aubrey and I see you. You're moving in with your long-term boyfriend. We're buying you for Christmas stuff for your new apartment. Like things are getting pretty serious for you. And one thing I'd like to accomplish is having a bit more clarity as to who my life person will be. And of course, like Aubrey said, this is probably going to jinx it and it'll be another year of wonder. But I would love to know, you know, who my person is and maybe get one step closer to, you know, finding my one true love like Vic has and I'm so envious of. So I don't want to sound too desperate, but I would love to have a boyfriend that I could see myself marrying.
I think that's a really real thing to bring up because
that is a really real
thing. I joke all the time about how if I wasn't with Max, I know I would be like freaking out or not freaking out, but I would definitely be like every single day. I mean, every single day of college, I was like, I might meet my husband tonight. Like that was my
totally
mentality.
And I think one thing that'll catapult me into finding this person will be to be in your wedding. And I think Aubrey can say the same. The night of your wedding, we're kind of hoping to spark love with some of Max's groomsmen. So fingers
Aubrey's
crossed.
Aubrey's already sparked love with Max's groomsmen. I can't do that.
There won't be much competition because it'll be my two bridesmaids and Max's 20 groomsmen. So you guys are going to have the pick of the litter.
Like
totally.
Incredible ratio.
That's
I'm
the hope.
Okay with that.
That's
please
the
don't
hope.
Make any other friends.
That's funny. But Nat, no, I appreciate your honesty. But do you ever feel like when you're looking or seeking for something, it doesn't happen? Because I find that in my life, when I make something a goal like that, it doesn't happen. It's like a butterfly. When you try to catch it, you can't.
It's also, that's a horrible goal to have. And you're so right because it's like, that's dependent on someone else's actions. That's nothing like in my control. Like, I don't know. I think, and that's not my only goal.
Like, I don't think that's a bad goal.
I think what it is for me is I want to take dating more seriously. I think now I treat a date as like a fun way to get cocktails and maybe find someone and, you know, just have fun. Like, I don't look at it right now, at least. And Aubrey, you can speak to this because we're the only single
free
ones here,
drinks, like, baby. That's what we're here for.
Right? Like, I don't go into a date thinking like, okay, this could be my husband at all, which I probably should take it a little more seriously, you know? And I think it's more my mindset shift of like, okay, I could be looking for something serious, right?
Yeah. It's also so scary when you hear like parents met at 23. I'm like, but I'm a baby. I'm like,
exactly.
You met at 23.
Well, I'm living at home, so.
But Obs, you are super comfortable with being single right now. Like, even when I talk to you about a future with a guy, you're always like, I wonder if I'm ever going to get to a place where I want to be with another person.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, like, you know, like, every girl when you're going on a date, like, has the flash of, like, I'm going to be in a white dress with this man for, like, a split second. Because we're psycho.
Totally.
So don't get me wrong. I do think about it, but like, I just can't fathom fitting someone else into my life right now, like in a very serious way. In the best way possible, I think I'm too selfish right now. Like, I think I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I haven't always been like that. So I'm just enjoying that.
I love that for you. You have just been selfless for years and years and years. It's always like how you can put others first and how you can accommodate others. So I love that this is like the era of selfishness with a positive connotation.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if my mom would love hearing that, but.
That's so great, Aubrey. I haven't put someone ahead of myself since I was born. So that's awesome that you're a selfless person. What's that like?
It's also been like interesting. Like, you guys know Maureen, my roommate in the city. Like, she's very like independent, strong, like set in her ways. And I think it's like rubbed off on me in the best way possible a little bit. I think I like needed a little more edge. So I'm like, I kind of want to take advantage of that and see where I go with it.
One thing I want to add though to this topic, because I feel like some people listening are going to be like, you don't need someone to complete you. And we need that voice of like reason. Is speaking as a person who maybe quote unquote, I have Max and kind of like Natalie, like you said, you want that. Obviously Max is incredible. My life is immensely better with him, but I still really do have places where I'm not perfect and I'm not great. And I think I too thought once I find my Prince Charming, I'm not going to have issues. And I can vividly remember like being depressed and looking in the mirror and like being so unhappy with my situation. And then I got a text from him. And in that moment, I had this pause of, holy shit, here's the guy. Why do I feel this way and look this way? And kind of realized like, yeah, it, just like having best friends like you guys, it's great and it's better than not having them. But, you know, Max can't fix the missing pieces I have inside. I got to find them.
I think I was like the opposite of you. It's like when I had a boyfriend, I was like, such a mess. And then the second I rid myself of that toxic poison, I became who I truly am and blossomed into a beautiful butterfly.
Totally.
So now I'm like, I don't know, scarred maybe. But I don't
jaded.
Like, I'm just like, there's a lot more work to be done here. I don't need someone else hindering that. I want, you know, there's too much to learn.
Yeah. You got to be the best version of yourself before you feel like you can fully have space for someone else.
I think 100%. The guys I like too are like 28 to 31 and they're just like, they're a little more serious about dating than these like 22-year-old plebeians you're talking to, Aubrey. No.
Yes.
Natalie, what is a plebeian?
Excuse me, my last date was 26. Thank you.
Nat, what's a plebeian?
What is a plebeian? It's like a historical commoner.
No, just it literally is.
Just edit that out.
No, I think that's comedy. That's what makes you, you know, good old corporate Nat.
My thing with 30-year-olds on Hinge, I'm like, I always say I want to end up with someone who's like 7 years older than me, but then I'm like, why are you 30 and on Hinge going out with a 23-year-old?
And then I want to put this into context for you. Picture any one of our guy friends, Aubrey and Vic, you can do this too. Do you picture them finding serious love before 35? Because I don't.
No, absolutely not.
If I had to look at this on a 10-year horizon, I'm still going to vote no.
But that's based on their immaturity, which I don't think is like unanimous across different guy friend groups.
I'm like, are any of them listening?
No,
to this?
There's no way they're going to listen. unless Rustin, you're listening. Not you, bud. Love you.
Let's put it in as a sort of teaser to see if like, it's like, hey, that was the thing you said on Real Pod.
Gonna have to cut out all these names.
Cut. Oh, obviously.
Cut them all out.
So circling back to the 2021 resolution, Nat, if it's not to find the love of your life, what is it?
I love this tee up. And I will say this as a shameless self promo. I would like 100,000 followers on TikTok at Corporate Natalie. Give me a follow. If you're interested in corporate related jargon and jokes, you will like my page a lot.
I love that. You know, wherever you can. If you guys get tired of the mental health and body image and you're looking to learn about computers and the corporate world.
She gives wonderful tips about Excel.
If you're tired of self-love, look no further than Excel.
Mine's like not to break. I feel like I keep coming back to this, that like I really slowed down thing, but to not lose the good habits that I have created for myself in COVID once everything does pick back up.
Is part of that, you mean how you space out kind of like the social life stuff now?
Social life stuff, and like I'm not good at being alone, and I feel like I've formed a good relationship with myself where I actually do like being by myself. So I'm worried about losing that once everything picks back up and I start my normal routine again, but staying focused on.
I don't think that's something you lose. I think once you get comfortable with yourself, you are able to do it. Like,
I'm so impressed.
Yes. I think it's just more appreciating the time I do spend by myself. Like, instead of trying to fill it with something immediately.
I can't be alone at all. And yeah. I was not looped into Aubrey and Vic's ego book club that they started.
We didn't know if it would be of interest of you.
That's okay. I'll you know, make fun of you for not including me, but I'm secretly quite thankful. But they went on this whole self-love journey together, and I am so proud of
4 years. Yeah.
And I'm so proud of both of you for enjoying. I would never think Aubrey would say I enjoy alone time, and I haven't gotten to that place yet. Like I'm like, Mom, what are we doing? She's like, can you just go to your room and just hang out alone? I'm like, no, I'm going to hang in the family room. I need to be with you guys. What's going on? It's bad.
The book, honestly, it was called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle for anyone interested. And it is an eye-opening book because you become aware of your thoughts and things like that. But Nat, part of it is I was like, but you love your humor. You love the self-deprecating. Like we talked about in the beginning, you love that stuff. And that's fine to love that stuff. So it might not be like an interesting read for you.
It would suck that out of you.
I've heard that like
it would, Natalie, it would get this. Anymore. It would make you be kind to yourself.
Oh, and others? Slow down. I think, no, it's true though. And I've heard a lot of, and I'm not a comedian or anything, but like I definitely use humor as like a defense mechanism. And I use humor in ways that like, I probably should just be a little more self-aware in that regard. But I think I've heard a lot of comedians be like, it's really hard to love myself because my whole shtick is like making fun of myself. And I think that's so me. Like I am so self-deprecating. I make so many jokes at my own expense. And it's like, why not just love myself and portray bits of that throughout the day and weave in some jokes about... Yeah,
it's my shtick. Is that how comedy work?
I don't know. Maybe I need to rebrand, take a page out of Vic's book. I don't know.
Become new Nat.
Oh my God, new Nat.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. My resolution is actually has to do with ego and what we learned.
Wait, hang on. Vic, let me just spin this to you. What's your, 2021 resolution or goal?
I'm crying. Thank you for spinning that to me. You're such... Do you podcast?
Oh my God, so weird. Yeah, I podcast a bit.
And what's your podcast name, Nat?
wait.
Self-deprecating joke.
Speaking of the self-deprecation.
Speaking of self-deprecation, my podcast is called Two Solid Sixes, where I label myself as nothing more than a six and crack some jokes. So moving on. Enough about me. Vic, what's your resolution?
My resolution actually has to do with all of this self-growth and the ego work. One of the things we learn in the book is, well, we learn this in the book, but then I also learned this like through doing more research in life, but emotional patterning. So essentially when you're in a situation where, let's say you're sitting down with a parent and you ask them to do something for you and they do it wrong and you're like, oh my God, like I told you yesterday, do it this way. And like immediately you're like, oh my God, that was so mean and snappy of me. Why would I be so mean? I would never say that if Aubrey or Natalie said it to me that way. And in the moment you notice it, but for some reason, it's like really hard for you to swallow your pride and be like, oh, sorry, I just snapped. It's all good that you didn't do it. Like, you know how when you're in the moment, it's hard to say or do something you know you should say. Like think about when you're upset with a significant other or your brother or your sister, and you just can't get past it. And so basically that is like your emotional patterning is just for so many years you've interacted with these people that you are not able to change the way emotionally you feel from like a trigger or something. And so for the new year, I want to be so much better with my family when it comes to how I react to them, because I feel like similar to what we said before, how we kind of reverted by being back home, I have noticed myself react in situations completely differently in a negative way when it's my family, as opposed to how I would react in everyday life. And I actually think moving out is going to help with this because I'm going to be able to like drive to my parents' house, totally compartmentalize and see them. Yeah. And then be in like such a better state of mind than every single day. And I think something my mom made a good point of was like, I live at home and I could live here for 5 more years. So no offense to you, Nat, because you're at home, but like you're not meant to live with your parents for like 25, 30 years. Like you, it's just too much of that same thing. And so I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing if I can be better at that. But then part of me is like, Vic, that's just a cop out. Like if you are strong and you're determined, you should be able to do it in any environment. But I think it's going to make it easier for me.
Does that, immediate family resolution apply to like Max and your significant other? Do you think it's just something you struggle with just your immediate family based on how long you've been in proximity to them, literally?
I definitely have some of those instances with Max. It's not necessarily like an attitude snap. It's more so both me to Max and Max to me have had past things like maybe one of Max's concepts, which is actually funny because one time we got in an argument and I was like, we both kind of agreed that we should put the voice memo on and record this argument because we thought, I don't know, it might be interesting to listen back or be good content. Classic. But basically...
Hashtag content creator couple. I love it.
I have a complex... or not a complex. I don't know what you call it. I have a habit...
Preconceived notion.
Oh, I guess habit. It's like... Yeah, like I have a preconceived notion or a habit that Max isn't going to get something done for whatever reason. We've been together for 4 years. And like, I just have from past whatever, I'm like, oh, he's not going to get this thing done. So I have to micromanage and tell him what to do and how to do it, or he can't do it. And that's just not true. I mean, he's accomplished so many things and he's can do a million things without me. And then he also has a habit with thinking that I don't believe in him 100%. Like he also senses from me, there's that. Which is so not true because I believe in Max to do anything. So I think we have that emotional patterning where it's not necessarily a snappy attitude, but it's more so just remind, it's so hard to explain. Do you get it?
I get what you
no,
mean.
No, totally. And I think it's super self-aware and makes me happy to hear that, you're able to identify those things with Max and your significant other. And I think to all the listeners out there who are making this next step, which I'm sure you'll do an episode on it of like moving in with your significant other, like, having that self-awareness with your partner and being able to know that push and pull that you guys have is just like so important. And you and Max are perfect and just are able to have those discussions. And I think that's really good that you're aware of that.
Yeah. But the snap attitude stuff definitely is just more with like parents, brothers, and it's nothing insane. Like, I don't want people thinking that off the pod, my family is like smashing plates. It's like me holding myself to a standard of literally Mother Teresa. So when I like snap at my mom for being like, wait, mom, you didn't go to the store? Or like, you forgot the milk? Like, that's what I'm talking about. That tiny instance where I'm like, Victoria, you could do better as a person. So normal people are probably like, what is she talking about?
Specifically to moms, I'm like waiting for the moment when my mom had my whole life has been like, when you have kids, you will understand like how selfless I am and how much I do. Oh, and it's so true. Yeah. Like, I'm waiting for that moment of clarity when I just break down crying because my two toddlers are like eating each other's like skin. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, I don't know how to like deal with this. They're ripping up furniture. Like, and I'm going to cry and be like, mom, how did you do this? Like, I literally cannot believe you dealt with this until I was age 23, perhaps 24.
Something Victoria's mom said to me one time, she's like, I forget what we were doing. We were like, I don't know, 13. And Victoria had gotten upset with her about something had happened, whatever. And I just remember her going like, ugh, when you guys are moms, you'll just realize we're just people trying to raise other people. It's very hard. Like,
it's just, so true.
It's literally just people trying to raise people. Like, it's so like, true. No one gives them a handbook. They just hand them a baby. And then they're like, see ya. Like, we get more instructions with a TV than a baby. Like,
Lainey Garrick with the bombs of knowledge. That's so true.
I know, that one stuck with me.
I just think about how much our moms tolerate from us, like attitude, or like when we don't want to hang out with them and then we do, like they are the definition of just like forgiving. And I'm like, I hope I can be that forgiving, because if my 16-year-old don't want to tell me how her day was, I'm going to be like, get out and walk.
Yeah, 100%. And that's how I was raised. I think Lainey is the most forgiving. And like, even when we were in high school and she'd be like, I'm so sorry, am I bothering your guys' gossip time? When my mom has no time for that. She's like, I'm sorry, this is my house. If you want to talk about gossip, go in the backyard. Like,
go in the front yard on the street.
I'm not going to tiptoe around you to talk shit about other people. Like, get out of my house.
Wait, so summing it up, I said my hope for the new year is to just be more self-aware and make better choices emotionally. Obs, you said to make sure that you can continue to stay independent and self-reliant and not let possibly the vaccine and everything coming back to normal harp on that. And then Nat, you said 100,000 followers on TikTok. I'm crying.
Okay, that's hilarious. And Aubrey, you said self-growth and all this.
Wait, I have tears in my eyes.
A boyfriend and TikTok followers.
Natalie, I wasn't even leading up to make a joke. I just started to laugh when I realized.
And to circle back to Natalie, you said boyfriend and TikTok followers. Perfect. Okay.
Wait, yep. I actually, I'm crying.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, everyone. It's true though. Stand by it.
Hey, something for everyone. Last thing I want to ask quickly. Both of you guys have shown tremendous growth in your different ways. Obviously, Nat with confidence and with risk taking, and then Obs with independence and a lot of that self-work. And both of that stuff, both of those things are super challenging. Like, they're not easy to do. And if we told high school versions of ourselves that this is where we are, we'd be like, holy shit. So any advice for someone who either not wants to take the dive to step outside of the box, take some risks, be more confident in who they are, and then Aubrey, on the other hand, like allow themselves to let the emotion come up and to really look inwards, even though they thought it might be scary?
I would say looking inside yourself is one of the scariest things, but once you do it, you won't regret it for a second. And forming that relationship with yourself is the single most important thing someone can do. Like, I don't even know who I was before, I don't know, Vic and I started doing all of this stuff. But you might be surprised what you find.
Aww.
There's a lot of scary things, but there's a lot of good things too.
I love that. I think for the confidence thing, I've actually been self-conscious my whole life. I really have. Like, I haven't been, and I'm still on my self-love journey. Like, I think I've been anxious about what other people think of me my whole life. Just like from walking in the cafeteria in high school, I would be literally trembling with seeing seniors like glance my direction because I thought they thought I was like ugly or something. And that's just such a narrative I'm spinning up in my mind. That's not the case. Caitlin and I talked about this on our podcast. Like, I really think when I realized no one is actually cares about you that much, that they're looking at you and like watching your every step. Like no one is like, everyone just cares about themselves at the end of the day. Like no one is thinking, oh my God, that Natalie Marshall girl, she's blah, blah, blah. Like no one's thinking that, you know, it's just.
And if they are thinking that, no one, well, here's the thing. No one who is more successful than you or who is killing it in life is thinking that. Anyone thinking that is below you and isn't actually like working hard. You know what I'm saying? Like someone who's out there achieving, accomplishing, living a great life isn't sitting there cutting someone else down. So the thoughts and opinions of those people, you should feel bad for them.
Lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep.
Ooh. Exactly. Exactly.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I will see you on FaceTime later today.
We love you, Vic. Thanks for having us on. Talk to you later. Literally.
Bye, babes. I hope you enjoyed this episode with my best friends, Aubrey and Natalie. To keep up with Natalie, you can follow her on TikTok at Corporate Natalie. She is hilarious. Definitely check it out. You can also follow her on Instagram at Corporate Natalie and also Natalie Marie with 2 E's, 2 underscores and 3. And Natalie also has a podcast called 2 Solid 6's, which you can listen to anywhere you stream. Aubrey is off the grid, but I will let her know that you enjoyed this episode. You can rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Please go to iTunes and leave a rating, leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and you can follow RealPod on Instagram at RealPod for behind-the-scenes information, updates, and so much more about our phenomenal guest list coming in 2021. Thanks again for listening. Wishing you all the best. I hope you have an awesome New Year's, and as always, keep it real.